Chapter 35, The Fabric of Your Life. I include this chapter as a mini-meditation for those times when a quick emotional boost would be helpful. It also serves as a quick summary of the method. The world is a vast collection of individual systems. In acknowledging that, could it be that the common presumption that the world is not functioning well, that the world is a mess, is wrong? Yes, that presumption is wrong. Because on any given day, 99.9% of life systems work perfectly. Consider the countless processes that execute with amazing efficiency. Plants, animals, oceans, businesses, airplanes, bicycles, cities, whole societies, and 6 billion human bodies. We don't notice the exquisitely performing systems that make up our existences, so we take them for granted, never appreciating the impeccability. And the tiny number of systems we consider flawed seem that way only because they are not the way we want them to be, as they stand in stark contrast to the infinite number of perfect systems that surround them. Yes, there is pain in the world, but as we hyper-focus on these personal, mechanical, and geopolitical systems that are not to our liking, we get swallowed up and conclude that perfection is the anomaly, imperfection, the norm. This perception is more than narrow. It's exactly backward. Here's the crux. If you perceive the world as chaotic, your life will be chaotic. The reason for this is not because you have a bad attitude. It's purely mechanical. If you want a machine to produce a particular end product, and you manage that machine as if it operates in a certain way, but in reality it operates in a different way, how could that machine possibly produce the end product you want? It's as if you tried to play baseball using the rules of football. There will be chaos. But truly grasp that the world is not confused, that it is the opposite of that, superbly organized, and you will find your life will immediately begin to click along efficiently. There's nothing mystical about this. The world really is a remarkably sensible place, and once you align yourself with that reality, you will be able to direct your life more efficiently. As we've discussed, for some mysterious reason, systems want to execute perfectly. And for your personal situation, you can count on an overwhelming bias toward efficiency rather than chaos. And if your world isn't to your liking in this moment, it won't take long to get things straightened out. I'll repeat this, too. If an outcome is not what you want it to be, it doesn't mean the system that produced the outcome is flawed. In fact, barring outside interference, that system is performing exactly as it was constructed. And so this life you live is composed of a countless number of perfect linear systems, many of which are under your control. These systems are the invisible threads that hold the fabric of your life together. If there is an outcome that doesn't suit you, you can change that outcome by making an improvement within a system, adding a system, or eliminating a system. In the typical life's rejuvenation, it's all of the above. And again, what of those things you can't fix because they are out of your control? Relax and move on. If you can't adjust something, don't worry about it. Metaphorically speaking, if you don't like the TV program, change the channel or turn off the set. You are not at the mercy of mysterious conspiring forces or the swirling backwash of chaos. Stop fire killing and expend your time and energy on incremental system improvement efforts that will deliver the life results you want.